It's the Memorial Day sales event at the DGDG Mazda stores. Capital Mazda, Stevens Creek Mazda, Concord Mazda, and Team Mazda. Hey, it's Sean Del Grande, and we've got over 800 brand new Mazdas with outstanding incentives, like low monthly lease payments and low APR financing. Yep, it's just a great time to buy. So don't miss the Memorial Day sales event at the DGDG Mazda stores in San Jose, Concord, and Vallejo.
Financing on approval of credit.
The San Jose Barracuda present Barracuda Bonus, a final in-depth look at tonight's action.
Well, the Barracuda have been talking about building an identity, and that identity is north-south. It's real simple. It's not flashy. It's not overly skilled, but it is effective. And tonight they play to their identity as they hold on for a 2-1 win here in Abbotsford against the Canucks behind 31 stops from Georgi Romanov. And with the win, San Jose is now 14-21-7-0 on the year, 35 points. Abbotsford, they have their four-game point streak come to an end. They are 22-14-3-2. San Jose's won now three straight inside of this building dating back to last year. Barracuda got two goals in the first, and they'd ride solid goaltending the rest of the way from Romanov. But they got things started at 10-13 of the first. Nathan Todd, his 10th goal of the year, his 100th AHL point to give the Cuda a 1-0 lead. But right before that goal, just moments before, the Barracuda will get an outstanding stop, one of many tonight, from Georgi Romanov on former Barracuda defenseman Nick Cicek. Barracuda guided up ice. It's up and over the line. Canucks carry it. Near side, Podkolzin, high slot, quick shot, stick save off the bid by Cicek. That's an outstanding stop by Romanov. That was a big save because a couple of minutes later, that would keep it at a nothing-nothing score. The Barracuda would break the deadlock. The aforementioned goal from Nathan Todd, his 10th of the year, as he was able to drive the net. Cole Castles found him, and Todd put it home on the backhand to open up the scoring. Barracuda back over the line. Castles, far side, backhander, they score! It's Nathan Todd, a beautiful pass on the backhand. He puts it upstairs, and the Barracuda open up the scoring at the 10-13 mark of period number one. Nathan Todd, his 10th of the year, time to go at 10-13 from Cole Castles and Ethan Frisch. Barracuda were not done in that first period at 13:59. They would add on to their lead. The former Canuck, Kyle Rau, would tip home a Nikolai Knyazhov shot, and the Barracuda would jump out to a two-goal advantage for Kyle Rau, his third goal of the year. Thomas Bordelot flicks it back for Larocque, waiting. Now Knyazhov drives with the net. He scores! A shot from the right side wall by Nikolai Knyazhov funnels its way through, and Kyle Rau, the former Canuck, may have tipped that puck as the Barracuda have a 2-0 lead. It was Kyle Rau who tipped it home, his third of the year, and it comes against his former team. Knyazhov and Larocque pick up the assist. Shots in the first period, 11-9 in favor of Abbotsford, despite San Jose going on the only two power plays. So we'd head to the second with the Cuda leading by a score of 2-0. Each team had a couple of good chances in the second period, and the Barracuda had this dynamic opportunity, dynamite chance, if you will, on a 2-on-1. But Artur Seelofs would come up with a brilliant save on Nathan Todd, who had multiple chances in the game, had the goal in the first, but Seelofs would keep it at a 2-0 score with this stop on a 2-on-1. Castles blew a tire there and went hard into a Canuck. Table topped him. And now the Barracuda could have it back to center. They could have numbers. Here comes Sabourin, works in, hands off, shot. Oh, what a save by Seelofs on Nathan Todd. He was down and out, a 10-bell save by Artem Seelofs. Artur Seelofs with an outstanding stop, kept it at just a 2-0 Barracuda lead. Then moments later, Abbotsford would have a chance in that second period to get on the board as Klimovich would ring one off the pipe. Back to the point, Stanika covering. Walking the line, pulls up, poked off his stick by Waters. This could be an opportunity for the Canucks. Klimovich down the right wing, shoots, put it off the pipe. A giveaway by the Cuda, and Klimovich nearly cut the lead in half. So we'd go to the third after each team recorded in that second period 11 shots. We go to the third, still with the Barracuda leading by a count of 2-0. There weren't a ton of chances in that third period until the Barracuda were called for a double minor high-sticking penalty against Tanner Kaspic. Time of the minor at 10:52. The Canucks came into this game dead last in the league on the power play, but hot as of late. 5 power play goals in their last 2 games, including 3 in their win on Saturday against the Bakersfield Condors. But the Barracuda would stand tall on the PK when they needed it most, and they kill off the 4-minute Abbotsford power play to preserve their 2-0 lead. But with 4 minutes remaining in regulation, Mark Gackholm would have a puck bounce off his stick in a wonky and wild way. It'd get ramped up into the air. Romanov would take a swipe at it with his catching mitt. He'd fan on it, and it'd end up rolling past the goal line by about 6 inches to get Abbotsford on the board. Gackholm's first in his last 10, his 5th of the year from John Stevens and Chase Waters. That made things a little bit hairy late in the game. Abbotsford would elect to pull its goaltender with about 3 minutes to go. Barracuda had multiple chances at the empty net, including a post hit by Nathan Todd, but they could not extend their lead, so it went all the way down to the bitter end, and Todd was forced to block a shot right at the end to preserve the win. That's what it takes when you're trying to grind out victories like the Barracuda are. They did all the little things that often make you successful, and they see the fruits of their labor tonight with a 2-1 win. Final shots 31-24 in favor of the home team Canucks. San Jose went 0-4-3 on the power play. Abbotsford also 0-4-3 on the man advantage. Georgi Romanov finished his night with 30 stops. And for Romanov, it snaps a little bit of a losing skid. He's in the win column now for the 4th time on the year. He's 4-5-3 on the campaign. For San Jose, also their first win ever against Artur Seelofs. Seelofs was coming off a victory, but had been sputtering a little bit before that. He suffers the loss. He's now 4-1 lifetime against the Cuda, and his record on the season stands at 7-6-3. Barracuda up to 35 points with the victory, and they'll look to sweep the weekend set tomorrow night. They've now won 3 straight inside of this building dating back to last year. We'd like to remind fans, tomorrow's broadcast will start at 6:30. You can listen on the Sharks Audio Network or at sjbarracuda.com/listen and through the Sharks Plus SAP Center app. And you can watch, as always, on AHLTV.com. The Barracuda will look to empty the tank going into the All-Star break, and they'll look to make it back-to-back wins. They've now won 3 of their last 4. Probably the best stretch of hockey we've seen all season long. They'll look to continue it tomorrow night. Again, we're on the air at 6:30 with pregame coverage and a scheduled puck drop at 7 o'clock here at the Abbotsford Center. Barracuda win this one by a final score of 2-1. Until tomorrow night, I'm Nick Nolenberger, thanking you for watching or listening, however you took in tonight's game. We certainly do appreciate it, and we look forward to talking to you again tomorrow night. Until tomorrow, we'll say so long and good night from the Abbotsford Center in Abbotsford, B.C. Ready.
This has been a presentation of San Jose Barracuda Hockey.